The meeting of oil producers in Jeddah has done nothing to slow the rise in the price of crude oil, which is higher again today. As business editor Peter Ryan reports, the clear message from the meeting was that there's no quick fix.
When the world's top oil-producing and consuming nations gathered in Jeddah for the weekend summit, most, if not all, had low expectations about any tangible outcomes. And in his opening comments, the summit host, Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah, did little to prove the pundits wrong.
We've decided to increase oil production from 9 million to 9,700,000 barrels.
The king's gesture of an additional 200,000 barrels a day from next month repeated an offer flagged to the UN Secretary General more than a week ago. The king said there could be an increase beyond that if required, but he gave no specific level. Ministers and observers like oil analyst Raad Al-Qadiri, who gathered at the behest of Saudi Arabia, latched on to a key and rather obvious theme of the summit, simply that the price of oil is too high.
What the Saudis are trying to do is gather people together to say, look, we can't solve this on our own. It's not simply a supply problem. There are a number of facets that are helping drive prices up.
And Dr. Ibrahim Al-Muhanna from the Saudi Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Resources warned that from the Saudi point of view, there was no quick fix.
Oil business is a long-term business. Things cannot change overnight.
But many doubt the high oil price is a simple supply and demand issue. The president of the oil cartel OPEC, Shakib Khalil, says turning on the tap would make no difference to the price, especially with petrol prices in the United States still cheap by world standards.
$4 a gallon compared to the price that the European consumer pays is very cheap. And how do you introduce conservation with that level of price? You can't.
The currently weak US dollar is also a factor, and according to OPEC, a major recovery is key in turning the price around.
Tonight, the Saudis hold an emergency oil summit. Lots of talk, but will it make any difference at the pump?
In the United States, the land of petrol-guzzling V8s and people movers, the summit made big but disappointing news.
Bottom line, did anything that happened today in Saudi Arabia, did anything that happened there have a potential of making an impact on us when we go to the gas station?
Not immediately, I'm afraid. Potentially longer term, there may be some things 2 or 3 years down the road, but was there anything that's going to lower prices at the pump this week? No.
Oil analyst Peter Butel says unless America breaks the petrol addiction, oil prices will continue to spiral.
Hopefully, we will learn our lesson and adopt some very long-term plans, because if we don't, when peak oil hits, we're talking about crude oil not at 200, but at 400, 500, even greater.
Peter Butel believes America needs a major cultural change on alternative energy and perhaps an emergency approach not seen since the dark days of World War II.
We need to open up some of the areas that have been off limits. We need to do nuclear. We need to do solar. We need to do wind. We need to do tidal. We need to do ethanol. We need more refineries. And I'm beginning to think that maybe we need to have a Manhattan Project style approach to this, where we get the nation's best and brightest, get a lot of money, throw it at them and say, please don't come out until you have the answer.
So will the Saudi offer of an additional 200,000 barrels a day help in any way? Some oil analysts say no. The Saudis are offering heavy, sour, high sulfur oil and not the light, sweet crude the world requires. And as producers and consumers face the third oil shock in 30 years, the heat is being turned up on speculators, whose bets continue to push the price of oil to new records.
Business editor Peter Ryan.